This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. As the search for answers as to what happened to a Washington Post journalist who went to the Saudi consulate in Istanbul and never came out continues, President Trump says it shouldn't impede a U.S. arms deal with Saudi Arabia. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The president says whatever happened to the missing journalist Jamal Khashoggi, it's not worth canceling Saudi Arabia's deal to buy American weapons. Khashoggi, a Saudi-born permanent resident of the United States, disappeared after going to the Saudi consulate in Turkey. The Turks say the Saudis killed him there. Trump says he wants answers, but not if they kill the deal.
I don't like the concept of stopping an investment of $110 billion into the United States.
Trump says the Saudis can buy their equipment from Russian or Chinese companies if the U.S. sanctions them. I'm Warren Levinson.
Hurricane Michael's violence was visible Thursday in shattered Florida coastal towns where rows of homes were ripped from foundations and roofs, torn off of schools. Michael made landfall at Mexico Beach Wednesday with 250-kilometer-per-hour winds, pushing a wall of seawater inland. Resident Scott Bootwell says he's grateful to be alive.
Surviving it is the best, the most important thing, I think, is just being able to survive this.
The near record for storm is blamed for 7 deaths. U.S. stocks tumbled for a second straight session Thursday as volatility remained on Wall Street amid worries about higher interest rates and trade wars. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slumped 2.1% or 545 points, bringing its losses for the week to more than 5%. The broad-based S&P 500 also dropped 2.1%. The declines, which brought the major indices to their lowest levels in months, came as President Trump castigated the Federal Reserve. This is VOA.